Welcome to my podcast. I'm Angel Tino Densta, and I just want to talk to you guys about that we compare ourselves too much to other people and to our peers. Even me, I compare myself to my peers, and then I discover that you can't compare yourself to them because guess what? Your circumstances aren't the same as theirs, and you are dealing with different people and a different environment, so you can't compare yourself to your peers and or people in the 20th century. In the 21st century, we have a lot of different things that new sectors, new industries, and that wasn't here 10 years or 20 years ago. So we can't compare ourselves to those people living in the 20th century. We have to compare ourselves to our circumstances and what we are dealing with. So we have to be aware and of where we are and what we want to accomplish and who we want to be in life. So just think about it. 20 years ago, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have social media, we didn't have cryptocurrency, we didn't have so many stuff, YouTube or all of this new stuff and virtual reality, augmented reality, AI and robotics. All of these stuffs are new and we're still learning how to use it. If you ask a person in the 1980s how the movie industry works or how the radio industry works and if they could be, is it easy to enter those markets or those fields of work, then it would be, they would say it's difficult. But today, to YouTube podcasts, you can get into that field really quickly. Have a podcast, and then you're a radio presenter. And then you can have a network, and you're a manager, and you're a owner. With YouTube, you can become a content creator, executive producer. You can become a producer. You can become a writer. And you can become an actor. And all over, we talk about the billionaires in these fields. Social media, billionaires, great apps, write books, e-commerce sites. You can create content on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram can make you money. Facebook can make you money. There's so many ways that you can monetize it. And then you can become rich and famous. The other thing is, look at the books. Look at the Disney model. You can create a book. You can become an author like J.K. Rowling. You can become a YouTube producer like Mr. Beast or PewDiePie or Joe Rogan. And things are just so easy and so accessible to us, but we need to have quality and quantity at the same time, so that's where it's difficult. And even though other people have more money to buy the best equipment to make high quality stuff when we can't, but the thing is, you once you start getting into the game and you learn how to monetize it, you can buy equipment to make better quality videos, better quality stuff, so that you can have that quantity and quality. The other thing is about the 21st century is that they had to learn by experience, by jumping in the water. When we take a course on how to swim, we have coaches and people, and we have safety equipment before we go into the water. The people back then didn't have that, where they just had to learn to experience. Either you die and sink and drown to death, or you learn how to swim. And that's the difference between the 20th century and the 21st century, where we at. So by looking at all of those stuff, we can start thinking about what is the future and how we can invest in it now, so that when it comes, when it's big, then we can become rich. Like, if I knew how big Bitcoin was back in 2000 or when it started, I could have been a Bitcoin miner and then I could have been rich by now. Or I could have been an early investor in Uber or in YouTube. As early the as these companies are early and you know about them and then you invest them, then you can see the growth, how Amazon is growing 30% per year. Facebook has made how many billionaires, how many millionaires, and Amazon, Mackenzie Bezos, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife became a billionaire. His parents became rich, his brother became rich, and so many other more people became rich because of Amazon. And so when we can discover the trends that's for the future, then we can see what industries we can invest in to become rich, and so that we can, not just for the sake of having money, but so that we can have a stress-free or worry-free world and life that doesn't depend on a boss or society's rules that we have to be playing with. So you have to be up at this time, you have to do this, you have to do that. You have to answer to so many people when you know that that is not you and that is not what you want to do. So by you becoming financially independent, you can create less people that you have to be responsible under their authority. So there will be less people that you have that will be under that you have to that's your boss, and you will be the boss of your own life and of other people. And because you know the struggle of the journey of to becoming successful and becoming the best you, you will be a better boss than what these people are right now. Because damn, we have fucking weak leaders and city leaders right now. We have and this is because of the bad society, because of racial inequality, like white people, they just got education before us, they could go to universities before us, they could be in higher positions and get better experience in the job that is way better than just learning it from books. So that's why they are occupying high positions, executive positions in companies, because they have experience and they have education. And when we are climbing up this ladder, we get the education, but the education that we get is so weak and it's multiple choice questions. It's a 5-year-old can do that test and just minimo and pass the exams that we get, because it's just all about getting money. And these corporations, these institutions know that that these degrees that you study for, just that they want money out of you, and so that you learn actually nothing, but you just get a certificate, something on your name to open a door for you. But because you have no experience, because everyone else in the system know that that's a worthless piece of shit document, that you can't get a job, and that they require that you have 5 to 10 years of experience before you get into a certain job. Well, who's gonna get that? The white people. Or if you're lucky enough, you get your first break and then you can come become a job creator. So you can't look at your, we have to start looking at these systems that is holding us back, and that so that we can't thrive and that we can't become what we are meant to be, that we can't get out of the cycle of poverty, the cycle of failure, the cycle of so many people that is pushing us down, and that doesn't give us an opportunity to be our full potential. Like, just give me the opportunity to be me. That's not something difficult. That's not something hard. I'm not saying give me a handout. I said give me an opportunity to prove to you that I am capable of doing this, and that I am, that I can accomplish this, and maybe I can rise to the occasion, or I can fail and realize that I need to change and become something different, and then I can reevaluate what I need to do in my life. That's all the things that we need to look at. That's all the things that we need to begin to understand, is that these systems have been put in place, and that is, and it's habit. It is through years and years of doing the same thing over and over that we're getting the same results. And I think now we are at the tipping point. Either we're gonna chaos, or we're gonna grab onto something and get to a new challenge that is green renewable energies, the Internet of Things, AI and robotics that will make our lives better and something, and we'll have a new obstacle, a new challenge, a new society, a new philosophy, a new way of thinking, a new way of creating the culture, because now we have like 5 major languages: English, Chinese, Mandarin, and Spanish, French, and so all of these languages, Hebrew, Arabic, so, but so many people can speak all of these languages. We are becoming where we understand each other. We are traveling all around the world, and maybe COVID has slowed us down so that we are back, we digressed, and we no longer have progress, but just think of this, if we can accelerate that, where we can be together, communicate with each other, and give access to people for the internet, and that is what the internet is doing, is giving us access to become content creators, become YouTubers, become executive producers, to become writers, become bloggers, become podcasters, use your voice, use your personality, use your writing skills, use your photogenic skills to become famous and popular, and use that to monetize, and use those skills to monetize it, and then you become rich and famous, and that's a new way of doing things. So we can change the world, and we are in a pause moment, so we can see where we're at. Look at the fan, look at the rewind button, look at the forward button. Where are we going, and how is this movie gonna play out for us? Are we gonna become, is it gonna be a tragic ending, or is it gonna be a boom, exciting ending that is a happy ending for all of us? And that's what we need to be looking at this time of lockdown. How many people, look at the statistics, do research, how many people became self-publishers, how many people became YouTubers, how many people became bloggers and podcasters, how many people started using their phone for online trading or investing or research. Just, you can become a researcher and become a historian through using your phone and learning about history, or you can use your phone to become a futurist and learning about the future, or you can become a commentator and commentate on political events, commentating on sport events, and so that's literally the past, present, and future that you can use just by your phone. You don't need a degree for that. You don't need, you just need to build, get content, the traditional media see that you have started this content and they like it, you have an audience, so now they're gonna give you a bigger platform so that you can use that to become successful and rich in their way. But yeah, that's what we can do. We can become authors, we can become broadcasters, radio, we can become commentators, we can become so many things through our phone. And our phone is already the second world we already are living in. It's through our phone connected to everyone, 7 billion people or 1 billion people that are on the internet. We are already there. One place where you can access, where you can be at all places at all times, is through the internet. And maybe and to translating apps, to translators like Google Translator, YouTube Translator, Facebook Translator, people can understand what you are trying to say, and you can communicate with 1 billion people that's on the internet. And that is the cool thing. So 1 billion people is your market size, so you have the opportunity to influence 1 billion people in this world. Can we get one believer, one friend, one? Yes, everyone on Facebook has thousands of friends or a few friends. Everyone in the world does. If you have multiple platforms, social media platforms, you can get to 1 million or 100,000 or 10,000. But just look what Alexander the Great did with 100,000 men. And today we don't need 100,000 men. We can create automation robotics that will act as 100 men, 100,000 men, to get our message to people, to work for us. So you don't even need 100,000 men, you just need the tools to make the job easier. So when you have the tools to make the job easier, you will need less people. When you have software that will distribute your content throughout social media, when you have funnels, and when you have systems in place that can make your content more easily available to people, then you need less workers, and you will need less people believing in it, because more people will automatically view it and watch it and become followers automatically because of that. And that's what we are doing. We need to start looking at the internet not just as a place to watch porn or watch YouTube videos, but how can we create a place where we can create task groups and get people to work with us on our projects and on our ideas. And how can we use that to, where can I say on Facebook, I want to reach 1 million people with this content so that I can get $10,000 so that I can travel the world and become famous. That's where I want the internet to go with, is that the internet can create and help us to create the things that we want and support us in that. That is how the internet will become really great for me, and really excited and even more meaningful and more purposeful and more driven to create a change in society. When the internet can be used to make your project better, get task force, get a task group, and they will help you. And they will help you make a thumbnail, they will help you edit your videos. And the internet is that, but the internet can make it much more simpler and much more easier, where systems are put in place that will make your content and your stuff better than what you could do. And just by giving you advice, oh, combine this video with this video, and then you have a whole new video, and you have a whole new peak, and you have a whole new focus point. Oh, that you see that scene, oh, that you see that scene. That is where the AI, artificial intelligence, can help us with that. Or you put 500 rand in your bank account, go make me money, save money, trade money, robotic account, do that. But and that is how the internet will help us, will make our lives better. And I think we can do that. We can all begin to think about those things. How can we, instead of just taking this moment where we pause, oh, I wanted to become an author, start writing the book. Many people say becoming $1 million to ebooks is over. It's not over. You can still become a millionaire. Many people say becoming a podcaster is over. You can still can create it. So, okay. And think about those things, how you can use those talents, use those things to make you money so that you can create better content, better, have all these ideas out that you think about. So yeah, thank you for listening. Okay, see you, ciao, bye.